the word faith. And why do I need it? Why do I need to have a faith? Do you need to have a faith? Yes, you do. Now, every day you operate by faith. When you woke up this morning, what did you do? You breathed. You had the faith that your body would exhale out. It would exhale in. No, inhale in and exhale out the air that we breathe. You had the faith that it would be in the right consistency, because we believe that air is all oxygen. Well, I learned this week that the air we breathe is not all oxygen. It's actually mainly nitrogen. And you had the faith to believe that you would keep doing it, and you've been doing it ever since you woke up this morning. You've been breathing. Now, if any of you stop breathing, please don't let it interrupt. But we believe that our hearts will keep going, our lungs will keep working, our brains will keep functioning, and we'll keep operating. Now, you have faith where you are sitting right this very moment. Hi, Diane. Hiya, Kate. Do you sit like that? No, you sit on a chair, don't you? Because I think if you sat like that all day, it would be pretty painful. No, we sit on a chair and we believe that the chair is going to hold up our weight. Sometimes, like I have done, I have sat in a chair and it hasn't borne my weight and I have broken the chair. But we believe that the chair is designed and built that it will hold our weight. Maybe we would like a chair like this. This is in a palace in Rome, in Italy, and it is far bigger than the woman who is sitting in it. But that's what we would want. When you enter your car, sometimes you have a prayer. Well, I hope the car starts this morning because it's been cold. When I got my new car, man gave me the keys, or the fob, and I said, where's the key? That is the key. I said, well, how do I make it work? Oh, you don't, it's a keyless car now, you don't put a key in anymore. You press a button and the car starts with the stop-start technology. And to say that we're putting our faith in something's not really used, Steve, faith is not a word that is used very often. Sometimes we would change it to trust, you know, put our trust in something, or we trust someone, but sometimes trust can be broken. You know, we break our trust, or someone lets us down, something lets us down. So let's go back to the word faith and see what it can bring us this afternoon.